the Charlie McCarthy Show.
This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Pat Patrick, Mortimer Stern, and our two special guests for this Sunday, the lovely Ann Baxter and Keenan Wynn, one of the stars soon to be seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Weekend at the Waldorf. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Gee, Bergen, isn't it exciting about us going to New York?
It certainly is, Charlie. Now, I've just about finished packing my bags. You see, all I need is my comb and brush, and I'll be ready.
Yeah, you're ready now, Valley.
Yeah. Oh, and I mustn't forget to pick up my tickets at the station.
Well, Edgar, if you're looking for tickets, I'm your man.
Well, you are.
Mm. Keenan, you mean you're a Pullman peddler?
Yeah, I'm taking my brother's place at the Union Station.
Yeah. Well, what in the world are you doing that for, Keenan?
I like to meet people. I like the excitement. I like to pick up a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
Say, Charlie, how would you like to work with me?
Yeah. Get away, bud. No.
Pleasant work.
No. Get going.
Ann Baxter is helping me.
No. Get my hat. What are we waiting for, then?
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, here comes your little girlfriend, Anita Gordon.
Oh, Charlie, is it true that you're going to New York?
Yes, it is, Anita.
But you're not going to leave me, are you?
Me leave you?
Silly girl. I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain. You see, what Charlie means is that you are going with us.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie, come here.
Please, not in front of all these people.
Oh, just imagine New York.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I could sing.
Well, go right ahead and sing, Anita.
She was kind of distant in a charming way. She was so persistent. It began one day in the middle of May. He met a gal named June, took her out in July, and meets an August moon. And all through steps, he kept admiring her charm. And all through talk, they were locked in each other's arms. From November to Jan, the runaround began. February and March, he was a worried man. It was until April that she said, okay. And they were married in the middle of May. From November to Jan, the runaround began. February and March, he was a worried man. It wasn't until April that she said, okay.
Yes, Charlie.
I just want to say how nice you look today.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
You look so well groomed. You look so, prosperous.
Yes, well, I believe I do have an air of distinction.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Johnny.
Yeah?
No. You're not after anything, are you?
Well, for example, money. Well, it's strange that you should mention that.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I am in an embarrassing position. For the mole.
Yeah.
You see, I got caught with my finances down.
Yes, I did. Well, that's very interesting, but why bother to tell me about it?
Well, I just thought that you might leave me the lend of a mild loan. I thought that.
You thought?
Yes.
I thought that. Dreamer that I am. Yes, I see so. So you're over the barrel again, are you,
Mr. Bergen? This time I'm wearing it.
Well, young man, instead of hounding me, why don't you borrow a little from your piggy bank?
Because that little piggy has none.
Oh, I see. None?
Not a sow.
I see.
That's sweet.
Well, then you should earn some money. After all, don't you think that you're old enough to go to work?
I suppose you know that I could ask you the same question. That burned him up, that one.
Charlie, you should make a practice of saving 20% of your allowance each week.
I don't make that much.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I can illustrate my point a little better by telling you the story of an Aesop fable.
Oh, must we do it the hard way?
No. It's a fable, of course, of the grasshopper and the ant.
Uh-huh.
Now, tell me, what do you know about the habits of the ant?
Well, frankly, not much. I haven't been in touch with the underground lately.
I Well, this particular ant that I'm speaking of was very industrious. He worked hard all the time.
I hate him already.
Oh, no. You see, ants never waste a minute.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, then how about all the time they spend at picnics?
Well, that's...
All right.
Well, what I'm trying to point out is that all summer long, this ant gathered food.
He did.
Yes. And he hid it away for the future.
Well, the little sneak at hoarding. All right.
The grasshopper just took it easy, chirping and hopping around all summer.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I'll string along with the grasshopper. He's got personality. I like him. The times he can spit tobacco juice.
Not only did the grasshopper loaf all the time, but he made fun of the ant for working.
Yeah?
Yes. And so the ant said one day, beware! Beware!
I wouldn't do that, Bergen. All right. Don't strain our voice.
All right. Well, the ant said to the grasshopper, and I like this part of it.
Well, I'm glad there's something good about it.
Yes. Beware. Beware, winter. Winter will come. Winter will come, and you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry that you didn't prepare. I have spoken.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see before you the remains of a frustrated actor.
All right. And true enough, winter came.
It always does. Always.
Then it was a different story.
And high time, too.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty sick of this one.
Snow covered the ground, and the grasshopper was without food. And, of course, being without food, he had nothing to eat.
No. Gad, what's that?
Yes.
It's a sloppy hunk of logic, is like...
There wasn't a leaf. There wasn't a blade of grass to eat. Nothing for this poor grasshopper.
Well, couldn't we drop him something by parachute?
You see, the ant. Ant refused him food, and, of course, he was starving.
Oh, no. The grasshopper?
Yes. Slowly starving.
Isn't there a crust of bread in the house or something?
It was the grasshopper's own fault. You shouldn't feel sorry for him.
Well, I can't help it. We were getting to be such good friends. The little chiseler.
All right, now. Now, Charlie, I hope that you will be wiser than the grasshopper in the future. This fable teaches us a lesson.
It do?
Yes. And the lesson is this. The ants work hard, persevere, and save. And as a reward...
Somebody steps on him.
No.
Wow. DDT gets him.
No.
See, I'd like to buy some magazines to read on the train. Well, if it isn't Mortimer Sturt.
Well, that's right. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, you mean to say that you're running this magazine stand?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're quite an enterprising young man.
That's
good work.
I got something in my head besides brains, all right.
Well, I'm glad to do business with you. Now, let me see. What would I like to get to read? What have you got here?
Well, we've got Good Housebreaking Magazine.
No.
You want Reader's Indigestion?
No.
It's a September issue.
The what?
September issue.
September?
September. That's right. That's the name of quite a well-known month.
Yes, I know.
What do you want?
Well, I'd like something to read on the train.
Oh, I see you. Well, what train are you going on?
Well, the chief.
How about some Indian stories?
Oh, no.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
You know, you amused me, Mortimer.
Yes,
after all, there's only one Mortimer Snurt.
Pretty scarce, I guess. Yeah.
Mm. Yes, I think you're right.
Yes. I got a detective story.
You have?
Is it good? Well, you'll like it. Mm-hmm.
You've read it?
Yeah, I'm almost up to the beginning now.
I see. Well, I'll tell you. I'll take this one, and I'll take this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my money.
Okay, Mr. Burton. Here's your change.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hey, you didn't give me the right change.
Well, I'm sorry.
Listen.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Burton. I can't correct mistakes after you leave the window.
Well, you gave me a quarter too much.
Well, I'm sorry. Too bad. Learn you to be more careful next time.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, it ain't something you get out of books.
No.
Here's Charlie's little protege, Anita Gordon, singing I'll Buy That Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking God for my dowry. A church full of folk and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro. Then home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be hard, I'll buy that
for that.
Well, I just gotta have my spring tonic.
Okay. But look out for an early fall over there. Kid, why do you take that stuff?
For my dizzy spells.
Oh, how often do you have the dizzy spells?
Every time I take it.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm the new stenographer.
Oh, you're the new, well, open my parlor.
Why, Charlie, you remember me.
Oh, sure, sure. Now that I see your face, yeah. It's Ann Baxter. So you're the new stenographer, huh? Well, here, take a letter. Or better still, take a kiss.
Take it easy.
Oh, now, don't let Charlie worry you, my dear. I happen to be your B-O-double-S boss.
Oh, no, I am worried.
Oh, you're a clever girl. Say, by the way, Miss Baxter, I forgot to ask. What are your qualifications?
Yeah. Are you blind? Who are you?
Say, how many words can you type a minute?
I type 20, at any rate 15.
That's good. How's your spelling?
Unusual.
Uh-huh. Well, take a letter. My dear. Now read that back.
My dear.
Yes, honey.
Charlie, I've always wanted to work for a railroad.
And you belong here, too. That's what you do. Your eyes glisten like shining rails. And your cheeks are as red as two boxcars.
Oh, what track do I leave on?
Rain now leaving on track 5 for Omaha, Toronto, Mexico City, and New York.
Hi, that seems like a long way around to get to New York.
That's what I keep telling them, but they won't listen.
Gentlemen, I want to buy a ticket to New York.
What address?
Oh, he wants to buy a ticket to New York.
Well, I've got to have a ticket. See, my name is Edgar Bergen.
Listen, buddy, all people have names. So you've got to take your turn just like nobody else.
Bergen, I'll let you have an extra special rate on a New York ticket.
Well, now, that's nice of you, Charlie. You mean I can ride for half there?
Yeah. If you don't mind walking from Omaha.
Well,
would you get me a ribbon for my typewriter, Charlie?
Well, of course, my dear.
I say, I beg your pardon, but might I come in and browse through your reservations?
Certainly, sir.
Just a minute. I believe I was here first. Wasn't
Stop
I?
Interrupting, buddy. Stop interrupting. Get back in line.
I don't think you know anything about selling tickets. Anyone who deals with you is a fool.
And the customer is always right.
I say, young lady, I'd like to purchase a return ticket.
A return ticket to where? Where did you come from?
Well, you must know that the stork brought me.
Well, we have a special today. $10 to Walla Walla.
Oh, well, I only have $5, so just give me a ticket to Walla.
Miss Baxter, please, now, don't you really think that I've waited long enough?
Why, what is this? A proposal?
No, 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 it's about the ticket.
Okay, I'm back with the ribbon.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
Please, somebody, what do you have around here in the shape of a Pullman ticket?
Well, we got an old beer check.
No.
Say, you back again?
Yeah, well, I...
Well, stop holding up the line. Don't you know there's a war over?
Yeah.
Come on. Get back.
About that train for Walla, what seat have you?
Well, how about two on the aisle for Monday night?
Look, let me handle this, Charles.
Yeah.
Now, I can give you a room with hot and cold water.
Is it a bedroom?
No, but it's the next thing to it.
I think. tell me this, would you? Does the engine smoke a lot?
Yes, and it also chews.
Well, I don't want to complain, but you know, the last time I traveled, the train was 5 hours late.
Oh, you think that's bad? These days, you're lucky if it's facing the right way.
Oh, I say, is that my train pulling out?
Well, if it ain't, the station is backing up.
Now, about my ticket to New York.
Oh, look, that's the 17th ticket you've got. It's people like you that make people like you hate people like you.
Yeah, but I haven't bought a ticket here yet.
Oh, so you've been taking one of my backup turns?
No, I...
Police, officer!
Wait a minute, I...
Get up here, break it up. What's all the commotion about?
Officer, apprehend this chap.
So academic in here.
But I haven't done anything, officer. I've just been standing around here all day.
Oh-ho! A vagrant, eh? You come along with me.
Yeah, but you can't arrest me. You see, I've got to go to New York tomorrow.
Well, we've got a little different tour arranged for you. San Fernando, San Jose, and San Quentin.
Charlie, aren't you going to say something? Sure, Dagen. Don't forget to write.
I miss the thrill of grammar school romances. I miss the junior prom and graduation dances. The gossip in assembly hall and fancy. That's all. I miss the gang that hangs around at Miller's, devouring chocolate sodas with the whipped cream fillers. The boy I promised I would call, I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the midnight services on Christmas Eve and the joy when Christmas morning came. I miss the scramble for the wishbone every Sunday. And the big Thanksgiving for bargains. I miss the times I had to set the table. I miss the rose my mother made when she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. I'm homesick, that's all. table. I'm Mr. Rose, my mother made, and she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. I'm haunted.
Come in.
Yeah. I'm here today.
Yes,
I'm here today, and I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not exactly sorry either, but I beg your pardon.
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't either really beg your pardon because I haven't done anything yet.
Well, you came in, didn't you?
Pardon me, but just who are you?
Well, my name is Ursel Twing. Yes, Ursel Twing. And I'm... and I'm Fred Allen's West Coast representative.
Fred Allen?
Yes, Fred Allen. And I think I have a peachy idea. I understand you're going to New York.
Yes, we are. Yes, yes.
Oh, that's peachy.
Yes. And what's that got to do with Mr. Allen, though?
Well, I could arrange for him to do a guest appearance on your show. You must admit he has an extremely comical man.
Oh, must we? Well, why wasn't he on the air last year, then?
Oh, last year?
Yes.
Oh, well, Mr. Allen has just scabs, and, well, no, he doesn't exactly have scabs either, but, well, yes, he does, too. Yes.
Make up your mind.
Yes, he has scabs.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to work.
Uh-huh. No, if they don't give him a job, he doesn't.
No. Well, just what does Mr. Allen do? Yes.
What does he do?
Yes.
Why, he juggles, and he does funny witticisms.
Say, not so.
Yeah, and that isn't all. He talks through his nose.
Without moving his nostrils? All right. That's my man.
Yes. Now, how much would it cost to have Fred Allen on our show next week?
How much would it cost not to have him on
our show? No. So, Charlie, I think we should be fair about this. Let's invite Fred Allen to be on our show next Sunday.
Yeah.
And because he has so much money, let's not embarrass him by offering him any salary.
That's good, yes.
Now, you wouldn't want to embarrass Mr. Allen, would you, Mr. Twing?
Embarrass him?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, good, good, good. He's on our show next week. It's all set.
Oh, he is? Yes. Oh, goody, goody, gumdrop.
Yes.
May I get it?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Allen.
Uh-oh.
You do? I did.
Yes.
I am. Oh, well. Bye.
Well.
Mr. Bergen, could you use a West Coast representative? I've always thought you were the funniest man on the radio.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
The worm has turned.
And it looks just as bad from both ends.
Oh, that's very funny, isn't it?
Yes,
very funny. Ever since I came in here, you've had your laugh, and you've tormented me with your slurs and your jibes and your innuendo.
I didn't innuendo. I didn't.
Oh, know. Yes, you did too, innuendo, and it's very clever. And I want you to know I've got a good man on right now. And before you get me into a tizzy, I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.